reducing cognitive vulnerability. Consistent with the theory underpinning cognitive restructuring, DBT proposes that certain styles of unhelpful thinking leave a person cognitively vulnerable to overwhelming emotions. Several exercises are offered to help reduce the power of unhelpful thinking styles. Identify trigger thoughts, also known as automatic thoughts. These tend to come into our heads automatically whenever we feel emotionally distressed. For example, I can't do anything right. No one's ever going to love me. A list of common trigger thoughts can be provided to choose from, or clients can formulate their own. Thought and emotion diffusion. This exercise is used to build the skills of unhooking from unhelpful thoughts and overwhelming emotions. This is a mindfulness skill. See practice element G5 part 2. A variation is offered for the purpose of emotion regulation. Begin the exercise by focusing on one of your trigger thoughts. Recall a recent distressing event in which your trigger thoughts arose. Notice how you feel emotionally and physically. Then begin the thought diffusion exercise as usual. Memories, emotions, and thoughts from the event will arise. Imagine them floating on clouds in the sky or upon leaves in a stream. Do this exercise as often as possible. Use coping thoughts. These are statements that remind you of your strengths, past successes, and some commonly held truths. For example, I can think different thoughts if I want to. I'm strong enough to handle what is happening to me now. My feelings are like a wave that comes and goes. Clients are shown a list to choose from or can create their own. Balancing your thoughts and feelings. This technique counters the unhelpful thinking style of filtering, in which the person systematically fails to consider evidence that is inconsistent with their trigger thought. Instruction aimed at understanding the problem of filtering can be provided by exploring some case studies of characters demonstrating pronounced filtering. The supervised practice of the balancing technique essentially involves working with the client to identify and assess the evidence for and against the trigger thought. See also practice element C4 part 4. DBT endorses a slightly modified version of the thought record sheet, which is a widely used structured worksheet that is used to record 1. What happened? 2. As a result, what did you think and feel? 3. What evidence supports how you think and feel? 4. What evidence contradicts how you think and feel? 5. What is a more accurate and fair way to think and feel about this situation? And 6. What can you do to cope with this situation in a healthy way? Other notes. Although similar to practice element C4 part 3, and practice element C4 part 4 from cognitive restructuring, the DBT approach has a different emphasis and is worth including as a separate element.